T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was only a matter of time. The NYPD, working with the U.S. Marshal's Office, caught up with the suspect in the Times Square shooting, which left a 4-year-old injured along with 2 others last weekend. 1010 Wins reporter Juliet Papa following the story for us.
Farrakhan Mohammed was caught on the run, driving south with a female companion after he bolted Times Square. According to sources, Mohammed found his way to a hotel on West 42nd Street after the shooting. He left there with the woman, and they began making their way south in a car. Investigators contacted law enforcement agencies throughout the area and along the southern route, where they knew he had contacts. There was a confirmed sighting of the couple in North Carolina. Mohammed was located by U.S. Marshals and the Regional Fugitive Task Force on the road in the Jacksonville area. Mohammed was sought since Saturday. Police say he fired shots in a dispute over vending turf in Times Square. 3 bystanders were shot, including a 4-year-old girl who was with her parents shopping for toys. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.